This is the Student Hour, student radio for the city of Portland. Join us as we hear from students across the Portland area and beyond. The Student Hour is powered by AM 1450 KBPS broadcasting students at Benson High School. Full episodes of the Student Hour are available on our website, kbps.am. For over 100 years, KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. The Student Hour is brought to you by Portland Radio Project, KBOO Community Radio, and KBPS. This is the Student Hour.
Hi, I'm Josiah on KBPS Student Hour. The history of Halloween. So for most people, I don't think they realize that Halloween actually started as a Celtic festival, a pagan festival known as Samhain or Samhain. It was considered the time of the harvest, but also the time of the new year. It was the original new year in the Celtic calendar. And they would make things like ale, giant bonfires, and even they had a tradition of taking apples and placing them atop burial cairns, which are a stack of rocks that slowly get smaller and smaller. And it was truly just a beautiful holiday. But you were supposed to remember the dead. It was considered the time that the space between the dead world and the living world was the thinnest. So they would celebrate in many ways. Later, as Christianity evolved, they started changing it. So they wanted the day to not be recognized as a pagan festival day, but instead to be recognized as a day of remembrance for the saints. So it was called Hallowmas. Hallow means like saints or like holy figures. And then mass is like, you know, a mass of people or groups. So it was literally called the Holy Mass, right? Later, it started to change down the line to be called All Hallows Eve, and then to be called Halloween. That's where All Hallows Eve just slowly mixed, right? And the old jack-o'-lanterns, which they would set out to keep ghosts and ghouls away, were originally turnips. If you haven't seen any pictures, look them up. They're really, really scary sometimes. And so there's this, it's beautiful. But later, the idea of trick-or-treating came from the potato famine, but also from Scotland. Scotland started to, on the day of Halloween, wear masks so that way they could get away with committing mischievous deeds. This would involve, like, stealing people's gates from their front door, or just, like, holding up a little ghost curtain thing outside someone's window to scare them. With the potato famine, this spread to America, so kids started doing the same thing. They would wear masks, go to people's houses, and steal their gates. And it's so interesting because what ends up happening is the neighbors started wanting to pay off these kids to not steal their gates or hold ghosts up at their windows. So they would give them candy. And originally, the idea of trick-or-treating was a kid going up to a door and saying, "Give us candy or we'll trash your house." So, yeah, there's a little interesting history about Halloween. Thank you for listening. I've been Josiah on the KBPS Student Hour.
This is Makaya DE from KBBS's Student Hour. Today I'm going to be asking students from around Benson what they truly feel as Halloween is slowly approaching and, well, fear is a big part of our lives. So let's get to it. Hey, Dane, so...
Hello!
Can I ask you what scares you the most? What horrifies you to your bones?
Probably dying and then just dying and then just not existing. That would be pretty not fun.
Is there any reason, like, deeper?
The idea of me just not being and then kind of just there being nothing more and just being gone is very existential and very frightening to me. It's something that definitely is worrisome.
Fair enough. Does it come up in your day-to-day life?
It's not really a normal thing that really worries me. I mean, it's something I'm worried about, but it's not something that really affects me greatly. I would say, you know, when I'm walking and then I'm not really listening to music and I'm just there outside and then I'm not. Sometimes I'll just kind of introspect and kind of think about it and then just get freaked out. That's fun, but a concrete example would be when I was younger and I thought when you slept, your brain shut off. And I was what if...
Well, I had a very similar experience.
And then it obviously gets back on when you wake up. I was like, what if every single day there's a new me and I cannot remember and I just die and my mind goes out like, whew, like a candle. And then I just don't know because I have the memories of every other me. And then what if I just, and that was a thing for like weeks. And I was like, oh wait, my brain doesn't shut off. It just goes into sleepy mode.
That's truly horrifying.
It was very horrifying.
Thank you for your time. I'm going to be having nightmares now, which is the point of this episode. So thank you. Hey, so Ruby, can I ask you what really horrifies you? What scares you deep down?
Well, I've always had a fear of, like, being forgotten. Like, nobody remembers you. Because, like, what if your life's purposeless? Like, if nobody remembers you when you die, then what was the point?
I can totally understand that. It's just, poof, you're no longer there.
Yeah, you're not there, and nobody cares.
But would you say that this fear is an active part of your day-to-day life, or is it kind of just in the background?
It's kind of constantly in the back of my mind. It's not like I'm thinking about it 24/7 kind of deal, but I am thinking about it 24/7 kind of deal. Like, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is not fun.
Fair enough. I feel like a lot of people have that same experience, so yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty awful fear.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the interview.
Thank you.
I have been reminded of my own mortality and existence in this universe. Goodbye. Thank you. Hey, Connor, it's real nice to see you today. Could I ask you what scares you, what truly horrifies you?
I think that when I was younger, like when I was a small child, what truly terrified me was more physical.
Mm.
As in, like, a monster hiding somewhere, or just the thought of zombies. But
zombies are a good one.
They
scary.
They're very scary. But I would say that, like, as you mature and as you, like, see a lot of portrayals of media, et cetera, the more media you consume, maybe, the less, like, physical things scare you, and the more, like, emotions and ideas scare you. Like, I would say that I don't think about the fact that it scares me, but like things like failing scare me. Things like solidarity is not the right word. I meant to
solitude.
Say, solitude is what I meant to say. So solitude.
And I wanted to say that yes, a lot of people feel that failure is a big thing in their lives. But thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. So yeah, that concludes our episode. Thank you for listening. This has been Makai DE and three students from Benson. I wanted to thank you all for listening to my little episode about fear. I think fear is a pretty big, if not positive, big part of everyone's lives. And I think as the world gets bigger and bigger, we get honestly more afraid. And that's not necessarily the best thing. And I think if we try and understand fear, ours and others, we can really get ahead of that, and that's why I wanted to do this. I know it's not too fancy or nothing, but yeah. I hope y'all have a nice spooky season, or whatever type of season this is for you, autumn season? That is the right word, yes. Yeah. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day. Night. Time.
Hey there, my name is Rosa, and this is...
Jason.
And this is our episode for The Student Hour. We're here to talk about Halloween. So Jason, what's your crazy intake on Halloween and the spooky month?
I don't know. I really like the events coming up. We have a Friday the 13th, a full blood moon, which I've heard is on Halloween. So if I'm wrong, you know, just let me know. A lunar eclipse and a solar eclipse on October 14th. I mean, that's honestly really spooky if you ask me, but I guess that's just my opinion. What about you?
I'm just excited for this month in general, just because it gets closer to winter, and winter is my favorite holiday. Don't make that face at me. For those who didn't know, Jason was rolling his eyes and being a butt.
We all know fall and Halloween is the best ever. So I don't want to hear any, my favorite is winter, because it's just cold. I mean, what is y'all doing? I am not ready for that snow. I'd rather be warm and cozy. And fall is honestly pretty cozy. I like the sour smell when I leave my house, you know?
I'm sorry, but if that's your neighbor's garbage, you should not be smelling no sour. Anyways!
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Them trees, they give off a certain smell during fall.
They do. They give off, like, hose water smell or rain water smell, and it's just water smell.
I don't know about that. I think you need to get that fixed.
Anyways, so yeah, let's talk about our favorite scary movie. Just to start it off with a bang. Personally, my favorite is Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but it has to be the 2013 edition just because I haven't seen the other ones. But I first watched it with my cousin a couple months back. But it was a really good movie. I personally liked it. But yeah. What about you, Jason? Let's give one Halloween movie or a scary Halloween or scary
one
movie.
I don't think I could give just one. I've seen so many.
Give your favorite like series then or something.
Ooh, my favorite series. Okay. I'd have to say Friday the 13th. Those ones would probably be my favorite. Although they lost their touch after part three. But, you know, what can you do in franchises, I guess?
I guess it's like after you do so many movies or so many movies based on the same thing and sequels and prequels or whatever, I think you start to lose ideas of what to do because it's just the same thing over and over but in a different sense, if that makes sense.
No, it does. It makes sense. I get what you're saying. It's, yeah, they just try to repeat the same storyline, and it's like, it's not working, guys. Y'all gotta find something new. But they always try to make it like the originals, and it's honestly kind of gross. But
nothing's gonna be like the original.
That is exactly true. Like, you cannot... Well, actually, I think I've seen one movie that was really good. I just can't remember the name of it, but I've seen movies where they do really well on copying the original, but nothing will ever be better than the originals.
Let's talk about our favorite scary movie characters horror movie characters, scary movie characters, you know, stuff like that. Mine has to be Chucky or Tiffany just because they're so cute.
They deadly.
Oh yeah, they are. And I don't mean, like, cute as in, oh, look at them, because they're dolls. I mean, like, together they're cute. I just love their character design and their role in a movie. It's really good. I really like them.
Their role in the movie was pretty good. I personally like Tiffany more than, you know, Chucky. But, hey, that's... I guess Chucky came first, so, you know. But I like Tiffany more. Tiffany's more... How do I put that? Deadly? Deadlier than Chucky and crazier than Chucky. But I lost track. What are we doing? Okay, my favorite horror movie character would probably have to be Pinhead from Hellraiser. Only because I love how cool he looks. Like, his design is honestly insane. And his little Cenobites, I think that's what they're called. I'm not sure. I'm not trying to copy the freaking Taco Bell stuff, so don't worry. But y'all look it up. He's actually pretty cool looking. He's got like these little nails sticking out of his head. It's, yeah, his backstory is honestly kind of sad, but it's interesting.
That's cool. Well, let's think. Oh, I have a good one. What's your favorite candy?
Ooh, my favorite candy. I like caramel candies, you know, caramel chocolates. So I'd have to say Three Musketeers, a Snickers, and Milky Way. Those are my favorite candies.
That's very cool. I don't like caramel. But that is okay, because you are my bestie and I love you. Ow, I will support you any way I can. So, my favorite candy is like Kit Kat. Always Kit Kat or something sour gummy. So yeah, you know, stuff like that. It's good. It's good. I like the flavor. Fun fact, Twix is technically considered a cookie.
Really? Actually, no, that doesn't surprise me. That's fair. It tastes like a cookie.
It's a cookie bar, and so sometimes some people consider it either a cookie or a chocolate bar or a candy bar. I consider it a cookie bar. Well, next up we have here on the list that I'm looking out and pulling out and reading has to be Halloween costumes. So let's give a little story. What's been your favorite Halloween costume and why you liked it?
I'd have to say my favorite Halloween costume, my perfect Halloween costume, haven't dressed up as, but something that I really want to do. I'd have to say I really, really, really want to dress up as Carrie. I know that sounds so cheesy and blah, 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 but it's honestly like, it's one of, like, I don't know. I watched the movies and it was just one of those movies that you feel really bad for her because she's a pretty girl and the way she gets picked on is so terrible and it's so unhumane, but I think if I was going to dress up, I'd want to dress up as Carrie.
Who is Carrie from? Because I have no idea.
Carrie is from the movie Carrie. She is a girl from a high school. She's not very popular. She gets picked on and bullied because she's different. One of the major scenes from Carrie is the... How do I put that? I'd have to say the shower scene.
So that sounds like a good Halloween costume. Mine always has been something I'd cosplayed. Like, ew. Someone I cosplayed. What?
Someone you cosplayed as?
I'm just going to put on a maid outfit and go trick-or-treating like I did last year. I have no plan besides wearing a maid outfit. And those of you who probably heard that click, I just muted Jason. So yeah, let's talk about this upcoming movie, Five Nights at Freddy's, that is coming out here pretty soon, that I am excited for. And I had unmuted Jason.
It is coming out October 27th on Peacock.
And in theaters.
Don't forget to go see it in theaters. Go spend your money on it because it is definitely worth it. Another movie that I'm really excited about that's coming out is the new Exorcist movie. That is something that I want to see in theaters, but I can't because I am poor and don't have money to go see it. So I'm upset about that. But when it comes out on streaming apps, I'm going to watch the heck out of it.
So out of you, all of you lucky men out there that are within our age range, you should take Jason out.
No, you should not.
Well, Five Nights at Freddy's.
Cut that whole thing out, man.
Yep. Five Nights at Freddy's is coming out, as Jason had said, and is coming out on me and my boyfriend's 1 year anniversary of us dating, and I'm so excited. We're gonna go see it together in theaters and we're gonna have a blast.
Well, for all of you single people out there like me, that is absolutely, it's cute to hear, but I don't care.
Oh, thank you. I love you,
bitch.
And this is it for this episode of the Student Hour. This is Rosa, or Eraser.
And this is Jason.
And this is going to be us. We will see you next episode. Speak with you. Anything. that is a goodbye.
Yes, goodbye.
Adios.
I'm Connor, reporting for the Student Hour. Since Halloween is coming up here very soon, I thought this week it would be interesting to ask people, of all the Halloween costumes you've had, what has been your favorite? Here's what people said.
I think the best Halloween costume I've ever done was a really intricate, like, Dio mask that I made by combining, like, you know, the classic Dio mask that I made out of, like, foam and stuff? I ended up actually bolting real Dio antlers to it. I had to make like a really intricate like metal rigging system because the antlers were too heavy for the foam. So yeah, it ended up being a lot of work. But it was really, really cool. Like I hung shiny thing from the antlers and I painted the mask and it was really, really cool. Heavy is all everything though, so it was really difficult to wear.
I just say one time I did like a soldier costume and that was like...
That was the best thing.
Yeah, I'd have to say that was probably the best thing I've done.
So, for the past, like, 8 years, I've gone to the exact same thing. The Grim Reaper.
I haven't had that many, like, actually good Halloween costumes. I think the top two would be this, like, out-of-the-box costume, where it was, like, you're supposed to be, like, the Grim Reaper, and it had fake eyes you'd put on your nose, so it was higher up than your actual eyes, and it glowed red, so it looked like you were, like, a demon. That was pretty cool. And the other one was I dressed up as Jon Snow for Halloween, and I told everyone winter was coming, but I don't think anyone got the reference, and they just said, oh yeah, it is.
In the past, I used to do much more elaborate costumes, like making my own. Like, I made my own Loki outfit from the first Avengers movie with the big golden horns. Yeah, no, I used a helmet, and I put wire in it, and then covered it with duct tape, so it was two big actual horns. I did a Skylander when I was, like, six, Stump Smash. So, you know, I put some boxes on my hands, put some spikes on them and whatnot. Recently, though, I've been just wearing a full-body Yeti costume, just because it's easy, it's simple, and it looks awesome.
It's a tough one. I had this, like, pirate costume a while ago. It was really, like, I had a lot of different parts to it. There's, like, it was really fancy, really, like, detailed. I thought that one was pretty cool. I also had this, like, mummy suit that kind of, like, went over my whole body. That one was pretty cool. I used that one like a few times in a row. Yeah.
Hulk Hogan. Let me ask, play Hulk Hogan.
Well, I had a massive, like Jake the Dog from Adventure Time outfit. I still have it and it looks like I skinned a Jake the Dog alive. So that's pretty cool.
So there you have it. Once again, I'm Connor, and you're listening to The Student Hour. I hope you have a happy Halloween.
Quiet, written by Dane, spoken by Dane. I sit on my porch, pondering. Sometimes I will start pondering and look at the sky and realize that time has passed. But I cannot remember what I was pondering. Lost time. My porch is cold. It is cold probably because it is 3 a.m, and the air is cold, and I am cold. But I am pondering, so I will not go inside. The sky is so pretty. A kaleidoscope of colors. There are no clouds in the sky. It's something that I notice because it's not often that there are no clouds, but when there are clouds, I do not notice because I'm used to it. More lost time. It's 8:30. School has started. I'm sitting on my porch. I am no longer cold, but I am still pondering. Pondering. My lost time. It's the afternoon now. I have stopped pondering, gone up. I went to school. School was boring, not worth pondering. I told them I went to the dentist. It's lunch now. My school has a garden. It reminds me of my porch. Very good for pondering. It's nice and quiet, peaceful. I lay there in the garden, gazing. I've pondered enough for one day. Lost time. Lunch is over. When did it end? I was gazing. There's no one around. Very peaceful. I walk out of the garden and up the stairs. The doors are locked. I cannot get back in the building. I try the other doors. They open. I leave, leaving with sad. This is the only garden, or at least the best garden. If there were other gardens and the other gardens were better than this garden, I would be there instead of here. Or at least, remember them. I begin to go home. It is midnight. I am laying in bed, wondering. Wondering about lost time. It's one of those things that everyone understands but no one will admit to. That is strange. Why would talking about something that everyone has be abnormal? Taboo. I learned that word today. It is a great word. I want to get out of bed, so I do. I go outside, to the back porch. The back porch is only like the front porch, and that is cold, because it is midnight. The moon looks like something out of a fairy tale. Did people say the first fairy tale was something out of the moon? I am still wondering. I am not sitting on the porch. I am sitting in the grass. The shadows feel like liquids. Lost time. I can tell time has been lost. Everyone can tell you. When time is lost, it is very obvious. But not how much. It is still midnight. I have not moved. Where did it go? Where does lost time go? Outside. Ponder.
This is the Student Hour, student voices for Portland, powered by AM 1450 KBPS.
sails across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna do it tonight.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Hello, listeners. This is Charity from AM 1450 KBPS, and I am with
Kimora
and Ebony.
And today, we'll be doing some Would You Rathers. Alright, this is not no, you know, regular Would You Rather. This is, you know, spooky. Because
it's gonna be Halloween.
Don't worry.
That's a spooky question.
Yes. Alright. First question is, would you rather get kidnapped by a psychopath?
Hey.
Or get these questions, please. Or get abducted
by alien.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. You answer that first.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm getting kidnapped by a psychopath.
Bruh. No, but what if I get killed by the psychopath?
Nah.
You think they'll get analyzed from the aliens?
What do you say, Ebony?
Kidnapped by psycho.
Yeah, kidnapped by psycho. Because I'm psycho, too.
Oh, done.
So we'll just have a contest.
Oh, bro, what?
Who's the psycho?
Who's the psycho now? Would you rather drink a cup of blood or bite on a chunk of human flesh?
Oh, no.
I don't know. He's a real...
That's great. I'm not drinking nobody's blood, though. I can die from that.
Could you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think I could bite. Would you rather the devil possess you or live in a haunted house for the rest of your life?
Live in a haunted house, because being in a haunted house, we can be friends. We can be cool. They can trust me.
No.
I'm not getting possessed. No. I might as well just kill myself. Sorry.
No.
I'm okay.
Moving on. Or discover the demons possesses all your family members. Like, find out all your family members are demons. Or would you rather be possessed by the demon?
Oh my gosh. I don't like this. I don't like those.
That's not the point.
I really don't like those.
That's not the point.
No. No, because you aren't even answering.
This is my talk show, right?
I don't care. That don't mind. That don't mean nothing.
Would you rather be forever chased by Pennywise or run away from the creature in the movie It Follows?
Get chased by Pennywise?
That's actually funny.
Yeah, I would have been laughing, I think.
Yeah. Have you ever been chased by a dog?
Yes, ma'am.
My dogs.
Oh.
You're not scared by dogs?
I'm not scared by dogs. That didn't make sense. I'm not scared of dogs.
Oh, no.
don't know. Is it one of those big black bulldogs?
No.
Not bull. Is it bulldog?
Pitbulls.
Pitbulls?
Pitbulls are scary.
Yeah, they are. Because you don't know what they're going to do. You don't know if they're going to come and bite you, or you don't know if they're going to come and tackle you and bite you. You don't know if they're going to just be nice. They're aggressive, but some are very sweet.
Stomach hurt you? I'm hungry.
That part.
You hungry too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I feel like...
You have ate nothing here?
Nope.
I haven't. That's terrible. And you ran this morning?
Well, I had a bagel.
But that's nothing. You're extremely hungry right now.
Some Chick-fil-A sound bust.
Yes.
Y'all, I be wrapping this thing up. Again, my name is Charity, and
I'm Kimora.
Ebony currently is in the bathroom, so yeah. But we are from AM 1450 KBPS. Thanks for listening to the Student Hour on KBPS, PRP, and KBOO.
My name is Jacob Patterson from the staff at AM 1450 KBPS, and with Halloween right around the corner, many of us are getting ready to fill up those bags of trick-or-treat goodies, but what is the goodie that everybody really wants? So I took to the streets of Benson Polytechnic High School to find out what Halloween candy is the favorite amongst students. Let's take a listen.
I don't know, I forgot what they're called, but like the white Hershey's. No, the cookies and cream, I think. Yeah, cookies and cream Hershey.
It's like white chocolate with the little crunchy chips inside?
Yep.
Why do you like that one?
I don't know. I just always liked them. For a long time, I just really like them.
I don't really have a favorite. I don't enjoy them when they have like a whole bunch of stuff on them or like too chocolate or anything like that.
I really like chocolate stuff. I love chocolate stuff. I also love the like stuff with like nougat in it. That's really good. Like Three Musketeers or Milky Way or stuff like that.
I've always been a big fan of Milky Ways. I mean, you can also never go wrong with M&Ms. Everybody loves the houses that sell like the big bars of a certain kind of candy. We actually got some of those this year.
M&Ms is also one of my favorite. Do you have a preference on plain M&Ms or peanut M&Ms or peanut butter M&Ms or the crunchy M&Ms? Or there's probably 1,000 new kinds of M&Ms I don't even know about.
basic M&Ms are always good. I've always liked the peanut M&Ms. I've only had like the peanut butter M&Ms like a couple times maybe, but I actually really like Reese's Pieces. They're basically peanut butter M&Ms.
Well, there you have it. Those are the favorites for Halloween candy from Benson High School students this year. Hope you have a great Halloween. This is Jacob Patterson reporting for the Student Hour. If you'd like to support the Student Hour, please consider donating to our program at kbps.am and donating to our sponsors, Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like the Student Hour stay on the air. For more information, go to prp.fm. And KBOO Community Radio. Support KBOO online at kboo.fm. And our new affiliate, X-Ray. Support X-Ray online at xray.fm. Thank you.
Hello, KBPS. This is Dane on AM 1450. You are listening to the Student Hour. Up right now, we have a horror story. I hope you enjoy. Someone is in your house. Quietly, carefully, you strain your ears, every creak or crack increasing evidence of the home invader. Yet, one thing is amiss. There are no footsteps. Surely they will slip up more than they already have, give up a step or two, give themselves away. There! Footsteps, irregular sounds like the footfalls of some horrific monster closing in on your door. How did you only just notice them? In front of your door, they stop. Your fidgeting ceases. No, your movement ceases. Your limbs feel leaded as if your blanket was made out of iron, binding you to your bed. Around you, the wallpaper of your room looks black, as if without light it has lost all hope. The door is open, and your room is blasted with light as if a flood of angry suns had decided that your eyes were the enemy. You bolt upright, the cursed blanket unable to keep you down any longer. Your eyes adjust, and the wallpaper no longer seems so black, but instead gray, like you were standing on the moon. Your heart is pounding, a raging river of sound and pain and fear. The figure in the doorway approaches, only a nightmare. Your sister nods, pulling her makeshift blanket cloak tighter around herself. You scoot over, beckoning her to take a spot in your bed. She does so, and then you fall asleep. You awake. The world is bright with daybreak, your walls now vividly colored. Your bed lays empty, but your sister was always an early riser. You get out of bed, tossing aside your blanket and strolling out of the room, but something nags at you. Your sister's blanket. Where is it? It's too small for you, a nice, light green color, fuzzy in a coarse sort of way. Perhaps she brought it with her? You don't know why she would go through all the trouble. You head downstairs. Your parents are making breakfast. You eat and you talk. Friends, family, school, you talk about everything. Your father sits opposite of you and your mother adjacent, but your sister is oddly absent. Not only is she a no-show, but no food, not even a plate has been set aside for her. Something is horribly wrong. You can just feel it. You bring up this mystery to them, only to be met with confusion. They tell you you have no siblings, that you are an only child. Today is Saturday. Your sister was stolen on Friday.
You're listening to The Student Hour. Student voices from Portland for Portland. Powered by AM 1450 KBPS.
boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see. This our town of Halloween. This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night. This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene. Trick or treat.
Tell the neighbors gonna die of fright.
It's our town.
Everybody's scream.
This town of Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner man hiding in the trash can. Something's waiting now to pounce and how you'll scream.
This is Halloween.
Red and black.
And slimy green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and roll the dice.
Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream. Everybody scream.
In our town of Halloween.
I am the clown with the tearaway face.
Here in a flash and gone with a trace.
I am the who in the cold who's there.
I am the wind blowing through your hair.
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween,
Halloween.
That's our job.
But we're not mean
in our town of Halloween. In this town,
don't we love it now? Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a banshee, make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween, everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Wildman Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king. Now this is Halloween.
Hello, Student Hour listeners. This is KBPS instructor Jacob Patterson at Benson High School. We did a poll of KBPS students to find out what their favorite Halloween candy was and what goodies they're looking forward to getting in that trick-or-treat bag. But we wanted to follow up on that story to find out, what candy do we hate? Is there a certain type of candy or goodie that Benson students hate? Don't you dare put that in my trick-or-treat bag. Let's find out what our students had to say.
I hate Whoppers.
Hate Whoppers?
Yeah, I don't like Whoppers. No, no, or where they, it starts with a D, those little balls. Like
Milk Duds.
Yeah, Milk Duds. I hate Milk Duds, and yeah, I hate Milk Duds.
Almond Joys, get out of here. It's just like an off, it's, I feel like I'm like eating styrofoam, or like, it's not good. Unless they've changed it since like 5 years ago, which I highly doubt they have.
It's that coconut. The coconut's the killer.
The coconut is solidly the killer. It's just the shredded coconut. It's just, it's no. It's awful. Sorry. If you, like, enjoy, you get joy from Almond Joy. I don't. I get misery.
Well, obviously, all the candy that I can't eat because I have celiac disease. Also, there was sort of a running joke in my sixth grade class that I didn't like Snickers bars because of a whole... It's kind of hard to explain, but basically, we were playing Kahoot, and I would always name myself M&M. But then once I decided to go buy Snickers, and I lost horribly. So ever since then, it was like, oh, no, I don't like Snickers bars because they caused me to lose that Kahoot.
And what about candy that you hate? Is there any Halloween candy that you hate or you wouldn't want in your trick-or-treat bag?
Yeah, Whoppers. I don't like Kit Kats, but Whoppers have like a certain crunch to them that I really don't like. Gets under my nerves.
Do you have any candy that you hate?
Most of it, actually.
What?
But like Mary Jane's, Milk Duds, Dots,
Butterfingers make me sick.
Really?
Yeah, Butterfingers are kind of gross, too.
Well, good luck out there finding the good Halloween candy.
Oh, yeah, I had to dig into my mom's little treat basket for the trick-or-treat to take all the Kit Kats.
Well, whether it's good candy or maybe not the candy you were looking for, I sure hope you have a fantastic Halloween. Stay safe and enjoy all of the goodies that end up in your trick-or-treat bag. This is Jacob Patterson reporting for the Student Hour.
I know a guy who's tough but sweet. Was meant to when you get to
my door, tell them Orb is sent
then
you.
Can mash.
Then you can monster mash. And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash. Young boy.
Double, double, toil and trouble. Buy a bag and a cauldron bubble. Fill it up with any snake. In the cauldron boil and bake. Eye of newt and toe of frog. Wool of bat and tongue of dog. Adder's fork and blind one sting. Leaves its legs and owl its wing. For a charm of powerful trouble. Like a hell of boil and bubble. Double, double, toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble.
If you'd like to support the Student Hour, please consider donating to our program at kbps.am and donating to our sponsors, Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like the Student Hour stay on the air. For more information, go to prp.fm. And KBOO Community Radio. Support KBOO online at kboo.fm. And our new affiliate, X-Ray. Support X-Ray online at xray.fm. Thank you.
The Student Hour, highlighting student voices from around Portland and beyond. The Student Hour is powered by AM 1450 KBPS broadcasting students at Benson High School. Full episodes of The Student Hour are available on our website, kbps.am. On air since 1923, KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Thanks to our supporters, Portland Radio Project, KBOO Community Radio, and thanks to our listeners like you. This concludes our episode for today. For AM 1450 KBPS, I'm Joe Anderson. Thanks for joining us.